Just two comments. In connection with our brethren just remarked, I just want to summarize it this way. There is a mystery, a divine mystery, how God's work goes together with our responsibility. And so what we see now in verse 6 is part of that mystery. We have seen Naomi's failure in connection with the early verses. And now we see a change. Because through faith, she introduces God into the situation. And our brethren have mentioned that earlier. So I just want to start from that point. Verse 6, she arose. That is the power of faith. Now there is energy. So it is a new beginning. We saw that yesterday with the prodigal son. He got up. That's the beginning. That's faith. Introducing God into the picture. And that's what we need to do all the time, beloved. We cannot, when we look around, when we look ourselves, there's nothing. But then we look to him. And we introduce him. There's a total change. So the change starts here. She arose. And it was to return. I want to highlight a few expressions that are like code words. You can trace through the scriptures. The thought of arise. The thought of return. The thought of, in verse 8, Jehovah deal kindly with you. That is the thought of hesed. That is God's loving kindness. That is a thread throughout this book, throughout the Bible. You can trace the thought of rest in verse 9. Jehovah grant you that you may find rest. It's a beautiful line of thought all through scriptures. Psalm 23, he leads me beside the still waters. The waters of rest, literally. You remember the dove that Noah let out? It didn't find rest. But where was rest? When Noah brought the sacrifice. And then there was the sweet-smelling odor of that sacrifice, an odor of rest. God could rest. And where God can rest, we can rest. So how could Naomi find rest for her daughter-in-law? Only when they would rest in God. And that's the same thing for us. Where do we find rest? Only when we rest in God. That is why the Lord Jesus is called the man of rest. We find Boaz later in chapter 2, a beautiful illustration of who the Lord is. He is the man of rest. He has things in his hand so that we can find rest. And how the two come together, man's responsibility and God's providence, I cannot explain that to you. That's a mystery. But they come together and they go together. It's like two tracks of a rail. You need both tracks to have the train go. And so this is how God works in his mysterious ways, as we have mentioned a couple of times already. And so maybe study the scriptures this way, because if you catch those code words, you see the connection. You see how one scripture links up with another scripture. And so this is how we may study the scriptures. And then it becomes like God's living word. It is so exciting when you see these things and how God's at work. And so how Naomi introduced God through faith. And may we do that also. May we introduce the Lord through faith and really count with him. From verse 6 on, she started to count with God. And may we do that too.